Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy, and welcome back to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike and Bobby. Really appreciate you listening to the show. And today is another one of those boring topic episodes that people have been requesting for one reason or another. We're going to talk about, you know, how do we schedule content? How do you do a content calendar or a production calendar? This is something that we put a lot of time into, where we really take the time to kind of like plan things out ahead of time. And then with our team, because we have people helping us with different mediums, whether it's the Millennial Money Man or Laptop Empires blog, the Laptop Empires podcast, or the new Laptop Empires show on YouTube, you know, we have different content for all of those mediums. We have to plan it out ahead of time. We have to create the content, and then we send them off to all of the people on our team that are helping us to turn all of that content into the final product that you see, whether that's the fully edited and produced video, the edited and produced podcast like you're seeing here, because we screw up a lot and they have to make a lot of edits. And then of course the blogs, where, you know, we've got Ariel, that's our editor for both companies, that's going through making sure we don't make grammar mistakes, making everything look all pretty, and, like, you know, getting it out to the public. So this should be, I think, will be an interesting episode. We get to talk about one of my favorite things, systems, and the wonderful software Asana. And I think it's really interesting, Bobby, like, from you especially, because I think you've done, your content scheduling has changed so much, even just in the last year. And then just as your team has grown and you've started to, like, bring on assistants and the editor, and, like, things have changed, like, your process, like, down from like how much content you produce to like how you produce it and schedule it and plan it has drastically changed, like, just in the past year. So I think this is going to be really interesting to get your perspective on, because I kind of like set up the little stuff in Asana, but like you're actively using this and have gone through this whole life cycle of different ways of doing this. Why don't you speak to that a little bit before we start talking about kind of the how?
Yeah. My life used to be so much easier. I used to just sit down. I remember in the very beginning, I would just like sit down, write something, press publish. I would choose some image or whatever. I didn't put any thought into pretty much anything else. Like, I would just do that. And I did that for a long time. And then I realized, like, okay, this is like a real business. I've got to actually be strategic about what I'm doing. So yeah, this last year has been a little bit, I went from still about 3 years into Millennial Money Man, I was still just kind of like doing whatever I wanted. I really didn't care too much about, like, I don't know, editing and all that kind of stuff. Like, if there was a typo and somebody got mad at me about it, I'd be like, oh, whatever, you know, like, you need to chill, you know, like, realize that people are not robots. But yeah, I mean, bringing in the editor, bringing in Rachel now, who schedules the posts and actually like uploads them to the site. And when I say schedule, I mean just like auto, make sure that they post at the correct time and everything, and does the image selection for me and all that stuff. Like, it's been an interesting experience, but it has freed up a lot of my time. When I said my life used to be easier, I actually just meant that it used to be like way more simple. Now it's like, I just got to manage a lot more, and there's a lot more planning that happens. And that, even like every Monday now, I have a meeting with Ariel, who is the editor for my site and the editor for the Laptop Empires blog. And we have to sit down and talk and basically be like, you know, here's what the articles were. She'd be like, this doesn't make sense in there. Like, this doesn't make sense. Do you really want this in there? So we really talk through all that different stuff. And we talk about the Laptop Empires blog and what we want that to look like. And man, it's just, yeah, it's really cool. It's just, there's a lot more to it now.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, what, you know, there's more to it, but it should hopefully create a better product for those of you that are reading, listening, whatever. And it also helps us to reach more people, because we're able to be a little bit more strategic, have, you know, SEO in mind, have engagement in mind, have, you know, shareability in mind, like all these different things that we need to do to like have our content reach more people, bring more people into our world so we can help more people with different things. So yeah, it's really exciting. Before we dive into this more, I just want to say today's episode is brought to you by Launch That Blog, our completely free service that helps you go from zero to blogging without doing a single line of code. We do all of the tech stuff for you. 48-hour turnaround. All you have to do, if you go to the Laptop Empire site, say you want to start a blog, you're going to fill out a form, you're going to choose your domain name, and then we're going to set up everything for you at absolutely no charge and get it set up for you. We've only been doing this for a couple months. Massively, you know, like great feedback from people. They're really excited about it, really excited to get blogging. So today, as we're talking about creating that content schedule and those kind of things, if you're wanting to start a blog, if you're wanting to go into this and apply some of these things you're learning and start producing content of your own, definitely take advantage of that service. It'll help you get up and get started much more quickly. So you can start putting your voice out into the world, whatever it is that you have to say and you have to share. So Bobby, now I kind of want to like transition, talk about this a little bit more. You know, the way that we do our content planning, we use some software called Asana. There's a lot of things you can use. I know when I was first starting out with the agency and that kind of stuff and was planning different things, I was using a combination of Trello and this other service called To-Do. And To-Do, I'd started using back in law school, and it was just kind of like this list software that I could access on my phone and my computer. It was kind of how I stayed organized. And then Trello kind of gives you the boards where you can slide the cards across. I ended up transitioning to Asana with the agency, because I was looking for a platform that could kind of provide both functions and I could just manage everything for one piece of software, because I just had so many tools I was using. Now I've slimmed it down to Asana, basically Asana, Slack for communication with the team, and Google Drive for storing everything. But it took a while and a lot of searching for us to find Asana. I don't remember if you remember us going through, you were just like, just pick something. But we went through a whole lot of project management tools to kind of land on this. But now we use Asana for the podcast, for your blog, like for everything. And it's a very cool tool that allows us to kind of set up the names of the content, any information about the content. We can schedule when it is. We can see it in a list format or see it on a calendar. I know you love the calendar view and I love the list view, but what's nice is we can have both and we can just select which view to use. So we can be using the same tool, but look at it the way that's best for us. It's very easy to edit. It's shareable, so we can share it and you can have team members on it. So we're able to even go on there and have, for each piece of content, we can assign certain jobs. So if there's, you know, you produce the content, Ariel's editing it, maybe somebody else is choosing or producing the image, somebody else is uploading it, you know, with the podcast editing, some, you know, we record it, somebody's, you know, delivering that content, the team's editing it, somebody's writing the show notes. Like there's different people that are involved in the processes and we can actually break it down and have this entire system where you write or we record or whatever it may be. And then as soon as we're done with that creative element, then the rest happens. We can monitor it and it gets done on due dates, scheduled, produced on, you know, published on time, but we can really be hands off, which allows us to focus on other things. It's really, really nice. So, you know, I love this from an organizational standpoint, just because I like everything to be really clean. You know, I like to see everything. I like to know what's coming out when phase things are in, you know, with multiple businesses like we both have and multiple people that work for us. It's nice to see who's working on what stage a project's on. That way it's just not on your mind, you know, like when you're trying to juggle everything yourself, it's always like it's on your mind. It can cause stress, but when you can see it, it can be out of your mind because you know you can always go check on it. I'm curious for you though, like as a blogger, you know, as somebody who's been doing this for years and your system has changed, what impact is having this more defined content calendar and like being planning more ahead and having the team involved? Like what impact has this had on your business? Like, I guess, job as a blogger?
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. The first one is like, I'm less stressed out about creating content and that kind of thing. Cause it was really like the way that my personality is and the way that like I had to like wait to get inspiration to write something, because the way my blog posts were structured was like, it wasn't just you know, factual information on a topic. It was like usually kind of deep stuff. And like, it was a little bit more than, maybe not more, but it was just different than I think a lot of other kind of financial bloggers' blog posts are, because I just didn't do keyword research. I didn't do, like, I wasn't being strategic for Pinterest or whatever. Like, I knew I could write a really good piece of content, and then if it did well on Facebook, then I could use the unicorn method that we talk about in Facebook ads for bloggers, and I could just like go get traffic. And it was super easy, and it was like, I really liked doing that. But as I got busier with the business, I was like, I was struggling to create content soon enough. So it would be, there were plenty of times where I had a blog post that was supposed to come out on Monday and I was writing it Sunday night, which is a terrible place to be in if you're a business owner or a content creator or whatever. Like, that's not where you want to be, where you're struggling to get content out at the last minute. So doing this process of actually coming up with the content calendar, I didn't use a content calendar for the first 3 years of blogging with Millennial Money Man. And I was always like looking at these newer bloggers that are like, yeah, I've got my content calendar scheduled through, you know, next March or whatever. I'd be like, what the, like, ah, man, I need to do that someday. And then I realized once I started doing it, it makes everything so much easier because I could sit down, create the content. You know, now I'm more strategic with, you know, creating content, like doing keyword research and actually trying to get Google traffic these days. And so it just makes it a lot easier, which I found has freed up a lot of the time to still produce that kind of, I guess what I'd call emotional content, but I just don't do it as much in my blog posts anymore. It's more through email and posts that I do. Like when I create content in the Facebook community that I have, you know, that stuff is now more similar to what I used to put in my blog posts. So I'm still making that emotional connection with readers, I feel, and I'm doing that in my emails as well. But then it's like emotional connection, get them to click on something and it takes them to a piece of content that's actually like useful and informative. And can rank in Google and can actually do well in Pinterest. So overall, it's like, it's all a better system. And it's just because I got organized, but it was hard for me because I always prided myself on my creative ability. I am not like an organizational wizard in any stretch of the imagination. Like I was the kid in high school that didn't turn my homework in a lot because I couldn't find it. And so like that's kind of where, you know, it's been a learning process, but I just got to the point with the business where I was like, I can't do the fly by the seat of my pants thing anymore. Like I just can't. And if I want to grow this thing, like I actually have to become a strategic business owner. And so it's been a change, and I'm still struggling with it sometimes. Like it's not perfect yet, but I can say right now, like the content calendar is filled out for about 2 months on Millennial Money Man. And it's getting to the point, it's really cool. It's getting to the point where like I'll wake up and something that I did is up on the site. And I don't even remember, like, you know, I didn't know that it was coming up that day because I don't have to like stress about it and think about it. Like it just happens now. And then I can kind of go in and take that piece of content, create an email for it, create a blog or a Facebook post and distribute it, you know? And then it also allows me to think more, you know, big picture. And that's what I've noticed about the blogging friends of mine that are really crushing it, whether it's on Pinterest or Google, like they're able to be much more, they have a longer term view. Like they're not thinking week to week. They're not even thinking month to month. I talked to, hopefully he doesn't mind me talking about this, but I talked to Robert from The College Investor, who's like a prolific blogger. He's had The College Investor for almost 10 years now, or it might've just been his 10 year anniversary. And I was just kind of talking to him about content strategy and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, I don't look at month to month results anymore. He's like, I look at year over year. And so like he'll have specific content that comes out at the beginning part of the year, the middle and the end of the year, either whether it's budgeting, student loans, all this different stuff. And now he looks at it from like, how did this stuff perform last year compared to what it's performing this year? How did it perform 3 or 4 years ago? And that having a system in place, because I know he's very strategic about that, having a system in place where the content is just coming out regularly, it allows you to step back, I think, and look at the results instead of thinking about creating the content all the time. So
yeah,
that was a lot, but that's kind of where it's really helped me step back and see like the bigger picture view of Millennial Money Man and see like where it's going to go. And it's been really helpful.
Yeah, that was a lot. Not going to lie. Like I'm sitting here like as you're talking and I'm like writing notes on an index card about things that I want to talk about that you brought to mind as you were discussing this. And and so I'm going to do my best to kind of work some of these things in. But man, like now it's like, okay, which one do we talk about? But the first one I want to talk about, I think, is you're talking about this yearly view and the seasonal aspect kind of thing. And it's really interesting. We've been focusing on SEO like a whole lot. in recent months and trying to like kind of build that long term, both with Laptop Empires and then you kind of like refocusing, repurposing content or redoing content, becoming more SEO focused, Millennial Money Man, to go with the Facebook ad systems you already have in place. But you know, one of the courses that we took was the SEO for Bloggers course by Matt over at Money Lab. And one of the things that was really interesting, I remember going through that course, is his main blog is called Swim U, and it's about swimming pools and hot tubs. And he talks about like how seasonal it is and how he has to do content at certain times of the year. And he's getting massive traffic. Like he might have like 1.5 million views in a month during peak season, and then it drops way down other seasons. And so like swimming pool content, really popular in the summer, obviously, right? And so he has to have content before the swimming pools are available that's about like prepping and getting ready, you know, getting your pool ready for the summer. And then there's the summer pool related articles, and then it's preparing the pool for winter articles. And then there's hot tub articles, which are a little bit more all around throughout the year, because it's kind of fun to sit in a hot tub when it's freezing cold outside. So I was thinking about that as you were talking about it. Like when you start preparing all of this content and you start planning it all out, you can be more strategic like that, right? When you're just kind of like winging it, which you and I are both like winging it kind of people. Like we do. Yeah. I feel like we wing it at a pretty high level, but like you have to kind of at some point become more strategic. Cause if you're just winging it and you have those kind of things in your business, and they're maybe not all as obvious as the pool business,
right?
Every business has seasons. Every niche has seasons. And so if you aren't looking at the bigger perspective, then you're going to write a piece of content and you're going to put it out at the wrong time. And maybe it'll bomb, when if you would have put it out in a different month, it would have been really successful. And so it allows you to kind of step back and see that. So I thought that was really good advice, and just wanted to give another example of that.
Yeah.
The other thing I think that came up, and maybe you can speak more to this, but you talked about like you feel the need, like you need inspiration to create content. But the flip side of that is that like writers talk about this all the time. There's no magic in writing. Like you just have to sit down and write, you know, you just have to put your reps in, and sometimes it'll be really great, and sometimes it won't. And sometimes you won't feel it, but you'll sit down, and once you get into the mode, it works, right? And I think planning it out in the way you have months of content scheduled ahead of time probably makes it easier for you to find inspiration. I'm guessing, so I want you to confirm this for me, but my thought process is, because I feel this way about the videos and the podcast, you might have this whole list of ideas that you've come up with and you've planned, and maybe the thing that you were going to do today, you're not feeling, but something on that list, you really feel inspired about that day. And because now you have so many options, you don't have to think about what's inspiring me or come up with the idea, but you can look at all the ideas and find the one that feels right and run with it. And so it allows you to almost manufacture some of that inspiration and be a little bit more consistent. I would think, I know that's how I am with the videos and the podcast, but I'm imagining, do you feel that way with the blog?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I do feel that way. I didn't think about it for a second.
And my comment totally fell flat.
No, I have to think about it, because it's different. It's different for different things. Like for a blog post now, like, I mean, when you do SEO research or keyword research, like you're basically going in, you're finding, you know, we use Ahrefs. You're going in, you're finding topics that have a lot of traffic around them. And then after you do that, you're going in, you're looking at the top 10 results of that specific keyword, and you're kind of going, okay, what is everybody doing? And you look at it and you go, okay, they're doing this, 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 and this. And it kind of gives you a really, and kind of a easy roadmap of like, I need to do this kind of content, and it needs to be informative. It needs to be this. So there's less like, you know, it's less inspirational kind of stuff. It's less stuff that I feel like is deep, and more just brass tacks. Like this is how you do this, 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 that. Cause you know, when somebody's searching on Google, Google wants to serve them a page that's like, actually solves a problem, right? So that has changed for the blog post stuff. So I don't, you know, you don't need to sit there and like, you know, get the right music going and doing like all that stuff to write a blog post for that kind of stuff. Where I used to really struggle was I did have to sit down and like really put myself in this creative place, and like I could only write in the mornings, I could do all that. But I've done it for so many years now that I can more or less just flip the switch a little bit more than I used to. Right. And especially for like emails and the Facebook posts that I do, that's all off the cuff. Like that's all like, And I've even had people ask me, like, do you actually write those? And I'm like, yeah, every email that comes out, like, that's me sitting there in the morning going, just writing stuff out. But I've gotten to a place where, one, I know the strategy of email quite a bit more just because I've been like studying, like you've taught me a lot. Chris has taught me a lot. It's like, once you know the rules of how something's supposed to work, it's very easy to just like follow that format and still make it good, still make it funny or inspirational or whatever. But it's like a very simple format. It's like, tell a story, tell a lesson, call to action, boom, you're done. You write the email and it goes out. So I guess just kind of learning more of the rules of how all this works has allowed me to be faster and not have to rely on like this, you know, creative energy or whatever fluffy stuff I used to use to write blog posts and all that.
You know? Having to twirl the ball on your finger and then spin it 10 times before you take the free throw routine. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. I think it's also interesting as you were talking about this, how a lot of your more personal content used to be coming through the blog, and now the blog, you're more focused on the SEO stuff, solving the problems. You're still injecting a lot of personality, and I've read your articles. You're injecting a lot of personality, a lot of story into the articles, but you're hitting, you know, it's more strategic. Whereas then you go in and you're spending your, you know, you're more into your emails, you're posting more in your Facebook group, a lot of the more personal stuff, the stories, the entertainment, the infotainment, so to speak, is happening in those places. And what's really interesting, we always talk about kind of like the different stages of the funnel and like how you've got awareness and engagement, you know, consideration, conversion, that sort of stuff. And you've now, and I realize this was intentional to an extent, but just to kind of like picture it for everybody, you've turned your blog, you've made it more about the awareness stage. And then your communities, your email list, and your Facebook group have become more about engagement. And that's the proper place for those things in the bigger overall funnel of your business, right? Your awareness stage is the content, is how people are discovering you and then learning from you, getting to know, like, and trust you. But then those other things, the email and the Facebook group, that's where you're really building the relationship. That's where you really build fans. And that's where you warm people up so that when you promote something, you sell something, you promote an affiliate link, whatever it may be, that they're going to trust you enough to take that recommendation to do that purchase. So now your blogs, because blogs are kind of falls into both awareness and engagement. People discover you, but they also get to know you, right? But you have made it even more, like you've made it more discoverable, right? Yeah. Whereas your Facebook post and your email is not going to get discovered. So I think that's just something I know you're doing and you've done more intentionally lately. And I just wanted to like point that out to the listeners, because when you're thinking about your content, your business, especially if you're a blogger and you're writing and you have a Facebook group, you have an email list, like you need to think about the proper places for those things, right? It's the same with us for the podcast. Podcast kind of falls more in the engagement realm. And we've talked about this before. We don't have a lot of people discovering us through the podcast, right? That's why we have the blog. They're discovering us from the other content we're putting out, the YouTube videos and the blog posts. That's how people are going to discover us. But this place, this podcast, is where we can teach at a deeper level and we can share our stories and we can let y'all get to know us a lot better. And when you look at like the business structure, this is the part where you build the relationship. That way you can sell later. You can have conversions later in the business. So just something to keep in mind. And you were talking about it, but I wanted to pull it out and like analyze it a little bit differently for our listeners that may not have picked up on what you were doing when you were describing how your content had changed.
Yeah. Well, and the other benefit of all this stuff, we just got done with the Facebook Side Hustle launch, our big January launch. And a year ago, when we did that, it was the first time I had really like emailed my list anything other than just a basic newsletter thing. So there was a lot of resistance. I mean, we did great. The launch went, you know, extremely well the first time around, but there were a lot of people in my inbox that were like, dude, stop emailing me. People get kind of mad sometimes when you email a lot. This launch, you know, we did very well. And I had exactly one person that wrote an angry stop emailing me email. And they weren't even from my list. They were from the Laptop Empire list. So not a single person emailed me and said like, screw you, Bobby, you know, stop emailing me, which to me, like to not have any from my list, you know, there are tens of thousands of people on that list, and to basically not have anybody be like, dude, shut up. Like that is a huge win to me because it's like
massive.
Yeah. I mean, like what are the chances of that? What are the odds of that? Like somebody's going to send me an email now after they heard this podcast.
When you told me that, I was just taken aback. Like I was not expecting that.
I was surprised. I always expect like that people are going to be mad and really like the unsub rate, you know, people always unsubscribe, but like, you know, I think we might've had, these are kind of rough numbers because I'd have to go back and look. I think I might've had like, you know, out of 30,000 people with her almost 30,000 people, I think we had like 300 people unsubscribe. Like what is that percentage? You know, like it's small. And that's the thing where I think a lot of bloggers go like, ooh, I don't want to email my list too much because I don't want to make too many people mad. And it's like, well, okay, the justification for me is like one, in proportion to the size of the list, not that many people actually unsubscribed. And two, you know, how many people that just jumped into the Facebook side hustle course are going to have their life changed? Like we've seen all year, like we've seen people go from like nothing to 5,000 or more and just even just side hustle money. It's like, okay, maybe a couple hundred people that actually jumped in, maybe we're going to change like hopefully all of their lives. But let's say we only change 10 people's lives with that and they're making $5,000 a month and they quit their job and they can do all this stuff. Like to me, that's worth losing 300 people on your list that maybe didn't really care that much about your content anyway. So it changes my perspective has changed on that a lot. I think a lot of like personal finance bloggers, people in my space, like if they looked at it more that way, like how many people can you really help in like a huge way versus like being worried about the people that are going to jump off your list that probably didn't care about what you're talking about anyway, right? You know, like where's the balance there? So I feel really good about what we did. I feel really good that I didn't have a bunch of angry people, but doing this whole, taking back to the topic, doing this whole scheduling thing and making sure the content was laid out, that has allowed me to engage with the list more. It's allowed me to engage in the Facebook group, which that's another thing. We didn't have a bunch of angry people in the Facebook group when we did two live streams in there. And there was, yeah, I think I had one guy that I had to remove from the group because he made some kind of false claim, but he's like, if you Google this course, you can find all this terrible stuff. If you Google a Facebook side hustle course, all you're going to find is good stuff.
like that's 5 pages deep of like, you know, positive
reviews.
And then it starts just getting into random stuff that has nothing to do with us. That's like other things.
Yeah. And the group's been like, or the course has been live for a year. So like there's been plenty of time for horrible reviews to stack up and they're just not there because we put out a quality product. But that's the other thing. Like even in that Facebook group, nobody was like, dude, can you stop talking about this? We just had tons of people asking about the course. And then we had tons of people jumping in and being like, the course is great. You should totally do it. We had people from the Laptop Empires community, totally unprompted, by the way, start making videos and posting them in the Millennial Money Man community, just giving us a testimonial. That gave me the warm fuzzies because I was like, man, they didn't have to do that. But like just that, it was really cool. So like the launch experience, I feel like this year, because I kind of cultivated the email list, because I kind of made a bigger connection with people in my Facebook group, it was like a very, I don't know, copacetic experience. Like there wasn't a whole lot of negativity around it. So that was good. So anyway, that's what scheduling helps you do.
Yeah, man, it's really cool stuff. It was a fun experience, like this launch, because it was so positive. Like, and I remember that first one was very scary, you know?
Oh,
like,
man, that was terrifying. First
launch, you don't know what's going to happen. It was exciting. It was scary. This time was exciting too, but like, it was like, okay, we've done this, you know, it's just another day in the office. But anyway, you know, this episode, it didn't go exactly the way that we had initially thought it was going to go. So just another example of us kind of winging it. You know, we had a plan and then we thought of better things to talk about. So, but you know, we talked about like, there's so many advantages of like planning your content ahead of time. And we started to talk about the tools a little bit. And so what I'm going to do when we get done with this podcast, I'm actually going to create a video for y'all on just like the basics of using Asana. And so how you can go in there and you can create a content calendar of your own, just like the technical, like how to set it up and show you. And then you guys can actually go in the show notes and you can, this will be a lead magnet, right? Because what kind of list builder would I be with not gating this content? But this is a really good example of like how you can create a content upgrade where you're talking about something and people want to be able to go deeper. They can enter their email and they can get a piece of content. So I'm going to create a video. It'll be in the show notes. That's going to be a walkthrough of like, how Asana works, how you can create a content calendar in Asana, how you can organize it, make it look pretty, make it be useful, and just something so that you can go, if you're a blogger, you can implement this into your business from day one, and then you can start being a little bit more strategic and a little bit more organized instead of waking up one morning and saying, shoot, I have to write a blog post today and trying to figure out what it is and scrambling to get it done. This is going to help you hopefully create a better product and reduce stress in your life. So make sure, check the show notes. That way you can download this guide. And if you're not a blogger yet and you're wanting to get started with a blog, make sure you also check in the show notes and check out Launch That Blog, our totally free service for starting your blog, which sponsored today's episode because we're sponsoring ourselves for the time being. So anyway, be sure to check that out and we'll be happy to help you out. And of course, please subscribe, please share with your friends. And if there's anything you'd like us to talk about on the show, we're getting a lot more requests and we're starting to do a lot more episodes based on what y'all want to hear. So feel free to email us team@laptopempires.com or comment below and we'll be sure to talk about your topic on the show at a later date. Thanks. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.